This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Within the last hour, a white supremacist and convicted serial killer's motion to stay his execution has been granted by a federal judge. Joseph Paul Franklin was scheduled to be executed just after midnight tonight. He would have been the first to be put to death using Missouri's new execution protocol. U.S. District Judge Nanette Loffrey cited the new protocol, which was adopted last month, in the ruling, saying the lethal drug would be coming from an unknown source and would be prepared under unregulated conditions. The state planned to get the drug from an unnamed compounding pharmacy. Franklin and the other inmates on Missouri's death row initially challenged the state's execution protocol back in 2012 when officials announced they would use a single large dose of propofol rather than a previous three-drug cocktail. It's been changed several times since then, and state officials argued that because propofol was no longer being used, Franklin's challenge was moot. Loffrey disagreed. She said the controversy concerns the department's method of execution. Loffrey also ruled that Franklin and other inmates could successfully prove that using a drug from a compounding pharmacy would be considered cruel and unusual punishment. The Republican chairman of two committees exploring Medicaid reform in Missouri say they'll meet with Democratic Governor Jay Nixon, but only if that meeting takes place as a joint House-Senate hearing. Jay Barnes of Jefferson City chairs the House Interim Committee. He and fellow Republican Gary Romine, the Senate chairman, want the governor to testify before the committees as the hearing's sole witness. Governor Nixon, meanwhile, has proposed an informal meeting with committee members to be held at an office building two blocks from the Capitol. Newly released figures show Missouri's unemployment rate declined in September and October and now stands at 6.5%. The State Department of Economic Development released employment figures earlier today. The 2 months were combined in the same report because of the partial federal government shutdown in October. Payrolls in September declined by 5,500 jobs, including a drop of 3,700 jobs in the leisure and hospitality sector. Trade, transportation, and utilities increased by 3,300 jobs. Missouri added 6,600 jobs in October. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.